Talks with the Donald Trump administration on federal funding to Florida have dragged on since March. Governor Rick Scott secured a promise for about $1 billion in federal medical needy money from the federal government. State legislators cut more than $500 million in state Medicaid funding to hospitals based on that promise. Bruce Rubin of the Florida Hospital Association says Justin Senior, who heads the Agency for Healthcare Administration, or ACA, told lawmakers the low-income pool would cover the Medicaid cuts.
That the representations that the Secretary Senior made to the legislature, that the low-income pool would be $1.5 billion, and that the hospitals would not be harmed by taking the general revenue, we hope those representations are indeed what happened.
LIP is federal money the state matches through local government revenue. The state needs to raise $500 million from willing local governments to match the $1 billion in federal funding. Florida health officials and the Trump administration are working out the terms and conditions under which Florida would get the money. Rubin says it could take till the end of June or longer for a deal. The state has missed previous deadlines for an agreement. Lobbyist Jennifer Ungrew was previously a top member of ACA. She says she hopes the LIP money will make up for the state funding cuts. But she says even if it doesn't cover all the reductions, hospitals still have to treat the sick.
Well, I would hope that it doesn't mean that people have less access to care. Hospitals can't turn folks away. That's the kind of the whole purpose of having a safety net.
But hospitals want to know who's going to pay for that care if the patient can't. Florida didn't expand Medicaid to cover the nearly 900,000 low-income Floridians who would have been eligible for coverage. The Hospital Association's Bruce Rubin says the cuts could lead to less access to medical services, fewer staff hired, and higher insurance premiums. While the LIP funding may mitigate the impacts of the cuts, Rubin says they will still be felt.
The individual hospitals have to certainly prepare for the consequence of these cuts, and then they have to make it clear to their communities and to our lawmakers what those consequences are. And we won't know for sure until we know the terms and conditions of the low-income pool.
Rubin says another threat to hospitals is Congress. He believes the issue of uncompensated care will grow if Congress reduces the number of people eligible to get health insurance. But lobbyist Jennifer Ungrew says she thinks Congress is more focused on coverage than on the drivers of cost. Yet she says she's excited for the state to have more flexibility to create a customized Medicaid program.
The way that we're going to make healthcare more accessible is if it's affordable.
The Congressional Budget Office said tens of millions of people would lose coverage through the original House version of repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. There's not yet a CBO score on the version that passed the U.S. House of Representatives. That version could increase insurance premiums for older people and waive coverage requirements for states. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Mueller.